And now we're going to hear from one of the superstar artists who's participating in the Turnaround Arts Initiative. Chuck Close is best known for large-scale portraits of faces. He did one of President Clinton, where the president's face is constructed from a mosaic of different colored fragments. Growing up in Oregon, Chuck Close struggled academically, and he was grateful that some teachers let him learn through his artwork.
In the seventh grade, I made a 20-foot-long mural of the Lewis and Clark Trail while we were studying that in history, because I knew I wasn't going to be able to spit back the names and the dates and all that stuff on a test. The interesting thing is, to make that mural, I had to do research. So I was, in essence, dealing with material, but not in the way that school wanted me to. So I got through life because most of my teachers were responsive to my efforts to do it my way instead of the traditional way. So while I'm busily getting D's and everything, I was doing very well in art and music. And every kid, no matter how learning disabled or how many problems he or she has, deserves a chance to feel special. And you have to have something that you can excel in. And if you don't, you're going to drop out of school.
That's artist Chuck Close, who's working with students at Roosevelt School in Bridgeport, Connecticut, as part of the Turnaround Arts Initiative.
Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Corey Turner and Allison McAdam, and produced by Matt Martinez. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. We had engineering support from Peter Alina and Andy Huther.
Our planning editors are Jerry Holmes and Julia Buckley. The staff includes Graham Smith, Franklin Cater, Andrea Hsu, Gabe O'Connor, Carol Klinger, Justine Kennan, and Janae West.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Alice Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.